This is Radio Superior 1958. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1958.
Come, let's stroll. Stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. This is your old fuddy-duddy buddy, Tim Michaels, rocking your world. It's a radioactive Tuesday, July the 8th, 1958. Denny Anderson has the 6 o'clock news, Cool Cal is in with the sports, and the All-Star Game, and we respectfully honor Alaska, digging about how it's about to become the 49th state.
You might say we have an illusion of wit.
I have no idea what that means. The 6 o'clock news is bought and paid for by Popkins Furniture and their flood damage sale.
Just to set the record straight, no one buys the news. We are independent of advertising with a firewall between us and the sales department.
Ooh, touchy topic. Sorry, man. Popkins Furniture is able to salvage your stuff in the basement, meaning you'll save a super Murgatroyd lots of dough. Popkins at 518 Tower Avenue. It's all yours, Denny.
Good evening, all. Castro's Cuban rebels hold U.S. citizens as attack protection. Adenauer promises strong atomic army to defend West Germany. And Europe looks to the St. Lawrence Seaway opening next year. We begin our world report from Cuba.
This is Bill Cortez in Havana. Fidel Castro's rebels still hold 36 U.S. citizens and one Canadian today. Hope continues that the release will be speeded up. There are strong indications, however, that the rebels are in no hurry because the presence of the Americans in the rebel camp has brought a halt to air attacks by the forces of Cuban President Venancio Batista. 4 American civilians and 1 Canadian were brought by U.S. Navy helicopter to the Guantanamo Naval Base yesterday. The rebels freed 4 Americans and a Canadian last Wednesday and 3 Americans on Saturday night. One of those released, John Sisler of Montgomery, Alabama, said arrangements are being made to send trucks to the jungled mountains for the 30 U.S. sailors and Marines kidnapped from near Guantanamo. U.S. Consul Park Wollum in Santiago is negotiating with rebel leader Raul Castro, Fidel's brother, who directed the kidnapping. Quoting Sisler, Castro told us there still are many more things to be discussed before all the captives can go, unquote. The motive for the kidnappings reportedly is to pressure the United States not to supply Batista's forces with fuel or ammunition. Sisler expressed belief that Wollum has convinced Raul Castro the United States is not aiding the government forces trying to put down the rebellion here. But Raul is quoted as saying, the Cuban army won't drop any bombs while the Americans are here. They have very good 50-millimeter anti-aircraft protection, unquote. All of those released are in good shape and report the rebels treated them well. In Havana, this is Bill Cortez.
This is Stan Turner in Bonn, West Germany. An election victory for Chancellor Konrad Adenauer's Christian Democrats in West Germany's largest state is seen today as an endorsement of his plans to provide the nation's new army with atomic weapons. The Christian Democrats regained control of the provincial parliament of North Rhine-Westphalia yesterday in the first popular test of the nuclear armament program. It's become West Germany's hottest political issue since Adenauer's party won the national elections almost 10 months ago. The socialists claim that atomic armament would put West Germany so squarely in the Western camp that all hope of reuniting with communist East Germany would be lost. They raised the specter of atomic warfare, while the Christian Democrats played on fears of communism and hammered home their theme of post-war prosperity. 2 splinter groups, the neo-Nazi German Reich Party and the Catholic Center Party, lost their seats entirely by polling less than 5% of the popular vote. The communists have been outlawed here for 2 years. In Bonn, this is Stan Turner.
The Soviet Union today released 9 U.S. airmen whose military transport was forced down inside Soviet Armenia 7 days ago. U.S. Ambassador Llewellyn Thompson says the men were turned over to U.S. authorities on the Soviet-Iranian border. This left 9 U.S. Army men in the hands of communist East Germans. Their helicopter apparently strayed into East Germany a month ago. And this flash, President Eisenhower just signed the Alaska statehood bill, paving the way for its admission into the Union later this year. Alaska Territory will not become a state until after a vote of its citizens. Elfrieda von Nardoff lost $33,000 and one of her two titles Monday night. The Brooklyn quiz whiz finally was ousted from NBC TV's 21 after 21 appearances. She remains the record money winner for a single TV quiz show. Her loss drops her total winnings to below the $224,000 won by Robert Strum, an 11-year-old Bronx boy. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Tim Michaels has this message from our 6 o'clock news sponsor, Popkins Furniture.
And while Popkins Furniture Company at 518 Tower Avenue is having a flood damage sale, and boy, have they got some deals. You know, they were able to salvage most of their merchandise in the basement. However, a great deal of it was damaged, and they offer the entire stock at greatly reduced prices while they last. Now, listen to these prices. Now, keep in mind that these are all slightly water damaged. Studio lounges, $39.87. Maple chest, $12.88. And I'm talking $12.88. Unfinished chest, $10.66. High chair, $7.77. A Sealy mattress, $36.88. Crib mattress, $10.88. Play yards, $9.88. They've got two-piece maple studio suite, $129.73. Those are just some of the items. A reminder, they're all slightly water damaged. Stop by, check them out. Conveniently lighted parking in the rear of the store. This is at Popkin Furniture Company at 518 Tower Avenue in Superior. Denny?
The Superior Health Department issued a warning against using bedding, mattresses, or overstuffed furniture soaked in basements flooded by the storm last Monday night and Tuesday. City Health Commissioner Dr. Edward Stack says the backed-up water was sewage that could contain harmful bacteria, and therefore every caution should be taken. He urged that basements be cleaned with some type of disinfectant. Quoting Dr. Stack, blankets can be cleaned, but mattresses and comforters would have to be dismantled and the interior thoroughly cleaned before they could be used.
Talk about a wet blanket for the Popkins ad. Nice timing there, Denny.
I just read the facts, regardless of who advertises. Europe is hopeful of the seaway opening to the Great Lakes next year. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson reports.
If Great Lakes ports are noisily optimistic about the prospect of St. Lawrence Seaway trade opening to the Atlantic Ocean, the big ports of Europe could be described as quietly hopeful. After a three-week tour of European ports, Toledo Blade writer Alan Shodell reports Europeans feel nothing but good can come when the Seaway is completed next year. But just how much they believe, only time can tell. Their patience does not mean European interests are sitting on their sterns waiting to see what floats in from the Seaway before getting up steam. In West Germany, a ship firm is literally stretching little freighters into big ones for Seaway and Great Lakes business. In Amsterdam, port interests are changing long-established shipping patterns that they believe will help the city's chances in competition for Seaway trade. In the words of William McGilvray, a director of the British Furness Line, steamship lines are now moving into Great Lakes trade like flies around a jam pot, Denny.
A driver who couldn't tell night from day was charged with drunken driving and forfeited $100 Monday in municipal court. When asked why he was driving with the lights on at 5 p.m., 23-year-old Stanley Nelson of Tofty, Minnesota, told Douglas County Police he thought it was dark and that the time was 10:30 p.m. Nelson was stopped when police noticed his car was weaving on the road from side to side. And that's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
Now, switching fedoras, Denny Anderson has one man's opinion.
The voting of statehood for Alaska means many things for the United States. Alaska is an amazing region. its 586,400 square miles, will make it by far the biggest state, for giant Texas has 267,339. But its population, confined mostly to the green valleys and forested slopes of the western coastal fringe, is in the range of 215,000. That includes 50,000 servicemen. Only Nevada has fewer people. By adding Alaska to the roster of states, we will be enlarging the U.S. proper by one-fifth. At the same time, we have placed our national borders within 20 miles of Russian territory and less than 60 miles from the Soviet-Siberian mainland across the Bering Strait. Since this has been, in fact, our most vital northwesterly outpost for more than a decade anyway, it seems fitting that it now gain responsible status in the national structure. Alaska, fabled land of gold strikes, foreboding interior cold 75 below, and North America's highest mountain, Mount McKinley, 20,300 feet, will be the first part of the United States not directly attached to what can now be called the lower 48. In making Alaska the 49th state, we have bitten off something big. All the resources and ingenuity of the Alaskan and American people are now needed to assure that it may hereafter become a living, breathing, richly developed addition to this great union. And that is one man's opinion, Tim.
Man, I was hoping you get to polar bears. I love polar bears. The magic weather ball for this Monday, July 7th, 1958 is what ragged a super Murgatroyd? We'll have raindrops, oh, so many raindrops falling from the sky tonight. Then tomorrow, sunbeams will warm our hearts with a cool high of 65, man. Now it's time for Bobby there and doing a little swishing and splashing.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night, yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped a towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? It was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. The bell. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was rolling and a rolling, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing.
Hottest pavement on bare feet in the summertime. That's Bobby Darin and Splish Splash on Kickin' KUWS. That song was co-written, by the way, by Murray the K. Kaufman, a DJ who bet Bobby D he couldn't write a song that began with Splish Splash, I was taking a bath. His next song should be Rub-a-Dub-Dub, Let's Play in the Tub. That juice that keeps those chrome-plated chariots revving down the main street only nicks you for 30.9 cents a gallon at M&C stations in Superior. The price of the pump can't be beat at M&C at Belknap and John, 20th and Tower, at Superior State, and 4202 East 2nd Street. Another bread saver is People's Market. Timmy's favorites are the berries of straw. 4 quarts, man, for a buck, and a 16-quart crate of strawberries, only $3.95. I'd like to rub-a-dub-dub in a tub of them.
People's Market must love to hear you pitch their strawberries with that image.
Red all over my body, but those teeny tiny seeds get everywhere. Now the champs with tequila on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. We'll be right back. Tequila! The champs on Kickin' KUWS. Cool Cal Sabatini is in with the sports. Is that the coolest tune you've ever heard this year?
No, sir.
The coolest this week?
I really like Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. It's so hot, it's cool.
Cool Cal's got the best taste in the biz, so I'm going to cue that 45 up.
Time to face off, fans. The American League All-Stars, rallying from an early deficit, defeated the National Leaguers 4-3 in the 25th All-Star Baseball game today. Pinch hitter Gil McDougall of the New York Yankees thrilled nearly 49,000 spectators in Memorial Stadium by driving home the deciding run with a sixth-inning single. The winning pitcher was early win of the Chicago White Sox. Pittsburgh's Bob Friend, the second pitcher used by Milwaukee manager Fred Haney, took the L for the senior circuit. Batting for early win, McDougall brought in Frank Melzone with a tie-breaking run. An error by Frank Thomas on pinch hitter Ted Williams kept the rally alive after Melzone opened the sixth with a single. Willie Mays slashed Bob Turley's first pitch of the game for a single. Then on a hit-and-run play, Stan Musial singled to right with the Seheke reaching third. It was Musial's 17th hit, breaking his own All-Star record. Hank Aaron flied to Mantle in deep left center, Mays scoring after the catch. But from then on, fans, it was the Junior Circuit's game. The recent shifting of tides of Major League Baseball continues to roll during the All-Star break, with the Washington Senators taking a sounding on their possible movement. Senators President Calvin Griffith will ask the other American League owners how they feel about continuing to play in D.C. Washington is last in the standings and last in attendance. Visiting teams are paid according to each ticket sold. Dallas, Minneapolis, Houston, and Toronto are likely new homes. An internal struggle has been going on the last couple of years over an itch for Washington to join the American League search for greener pastures. In the last 4 years, American League franchises have been moved from St. Louis to Baltimore, Philadelphia to Kansas City, not to mention Boston to Milwaukee, the Bronx Bombers to L.A., and the New York Giants to San Francisco. With standing room only crowds in the past three games, the turnstiles, after 37 home dates in San Francisco, now top 600,000. President Horace Stoneham says his transplanted New Yorkers would have been over the 750,000 mark by now had Seal Stadium been larger. At 612,037, the San Francisco attendance compares with 359,000 at New York's Polo Grounds for all of last season. Coming from behind to overcome a one-run Patsu lead in the top of the ninth inning, the Vacationland All-Stars punched home four tallies yesterday in a Solon Springs game to emerge on the daylight end of a 7-7 score. Red Nelson with two doubles and Bob Somerville with three other hits paced the winning team. This is Cool Cal Sabatini, hoping all your face-offs are friendly. And I'm saving my friendly and funny Alaska joke, Timmy.
Sports guys as comedians, I am cranked. Now our hot KUWS summertime twin spin. By request from Cool Cal himself, let's kick it off with One Summer Night by Brooklyn Doo-Woppers, the Dan Lears, on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
One summer night, we fell in love. One summer night,
I knew this
This is the KUWS Twin Spin. Let's get ready now for Eddie Cochran in the Summertime Blues on Kickin' KUWS.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm a gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
You can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Eddie Cochran's cool hot hit, the Summertime Blues, right after the Dan Lears, One Summer Night, on a Kickin' KUWS Summer Twin Spin. I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
I'm going to raise a fuss, I'm going to raise a holler. Now, KUWS Radio Chief Engineer, Joel Gardoniel.
Every time I call my baby and try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Ha! Just saying those words makes me feel hip.
So there's a new development in the field of science that could replace pilots in wartime?
Or DJs in music time. Today the Navy announced the partial development of an electronic robot. It says we'll be able to match some of the functions of the human brain. This is a project that engineers have been working on since the heady horror flicks of the 1930s, which were thusly rejuvenated by the rage of sci-fi movies in the 50s.
I thought science inspired movies, not vice versa.
It calls the robot a perceptron. At least another year will be required to complete the first full pilot model, but its principle and concept already have been demonstrated successfully by using a large electronic computer. When it is fully developed, the machine is expected to be able to perceive, recognize, and identify its surroundings without any human training or control, far superior to DJs.
But it's still up to humans to control this mechanical brain.
Interesting.
Surely they've considered the ethical implications and dangers of an emotionless brain got amok?
Interesting.
So they haven't?
Interesting. It differs from the ordinary computer in that it does not have to be fed facts and figures in advance with all the accuracy of a music critic. This could spawn a whole new genre of high-technology disaster movies. Interesting. Throw in the other study going on with space scientists trying to breed men who can breathe underwater. Wow! Hollywood will have a bonanza. Of course, that may be a little while away. We'd have to drastically speed up human evolution to do that.
Okay, then. Thanks for the frightening look into the future.
My cap is snapped. I don't want any mechanical brain that can breathe underwater taking my gig. Crazy stuff, man. Alaska jokes are next. Here's Little Willie John and Talk to Me on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Talk to me.
A malt shop favorite, that's Little Willie John's Chill Ya song on the 1958 hit parade Talk to Me on Kickin' KUWS.
As we began our Alaska merrymaking, there were a lot of funny arguments tossed into the debate over statehood. One is that it may be a good anti-recession measure. Think of all those flags. First the flag makers pick up, then the textile crowd. They buy new cars and so on and so on. Incidentally, what are we going to do for an abbreviation for the new state? With Alabama in the same league, Alaska can't be ALA. What about ALKA? Too much like a Russian space dog. Just plain AL? Sounds kind of personal. The thing's a puzzler.
Okay, it's Alaska joke time, but I will not tolerate any cuts against the Eskimos. Your old fuddy-duddy buddy loves his Eskimos. You go, Cool Cal.
Alaska's 46 years old, but she doesn't anchor age. Hey, that's clever.
I knew this was going to be painful.
I don't, hoo-ha! She doesn't anchor age. Ha!
The most photogenic town in Alaska is Kodiak.
Machine Gun Kelly is on the line. What do you got there, big gun?
Hey, does Hawaii want to be a state? I don't know. Alaska!
This is a gas. The statehood bill went through Congress smoothly because it rides on a Bering Strait.
Did you know Julius Caesar was thinking of Alaska when he says, "At tu, Brute"?
This is so bad, cuz. Here's the credo of an Alaskan swindler. Yukon the first sucker who comes along, but not in Fairbanks.
Somebody save me. Time to cut out cats and kittens. We'll be back same time, same dog pound. The good Lord willing, and I don't lose my coolness by getting punned to death. Okay, did she kiss me, or was it only an illusion? For Denny Anderson, engineer... I'm waiting for it. For Denny Anderson, engineer Joe, and Cool Cal, Tim Michaels here, rocking your world.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1958. an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Don Hansen and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1958 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow. Thanks for listening.
Oh, bye, bye.